Hello. It is Wednesday, 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 Wednesday. Wednesday look like Wednesday. Who the hell spelt that? Like, who created Wednesday? Wednesday should be like W-I-N-D, wind, like wind, and then day. But it looks like Wednesday.
I spelled Wednesday WTF.
WTF.
What the fuck?
Wow.
How was your weekend?
Man. I gotta say, my weekend was great. I went to CIAA in Charlotte, and it was lit. All these years, and this is crazy that I've been, what I'm from, of course, I'm from South Carolina, migrated to Georgia, but Charlotte is only a few hours away, in either state. And all this time, I've never attended a CIAA event. And I've been to Charlotte before, but I've never been to this type of event. And it was lit. It probably was the best thing I've done so far this year. It was lit. And then the day parties, I've never been to a day party before. I've always wanted to attend one. They had so many day parties, I just couldn't choose. But I joined this Facebook group, and thank God for that group that kind of give us insight, and they told us about all the parties. And that group guided me. So my weekend was fantastic. I went for a day. I met more females than men. I always meet more females than men everywhere I go. Female friends. And I got their numbers. I met a woman in New York. I met one in Baltimore. And it's like, you could come here when you want, just call me. And the same thing with me, I'm in Hot Atlanta, so they're like, "Ooh, I love Atlanta." And I'm like, "Just call me." So
Was it on some bisexual
no, it was on some
shit?
femme, fem not femme, female, not femme. I take that. It was on some women empowering, I'm in my 40s, so it's like the older we get, we just want to travel and have fun. And that's what, most women my age do. They travel, they have fun, they meet women, and then they just, start a friendship, just start something new and just travel.
Okay.
So
All right.
it was good. How was your weekend?
I work. I'm swinging three jobs, and it's
Oh,
yeah,
three jobs?
three jobs.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that because you know what? I kind of work for myself per se, but I want to do more. I want to do more. I am going to do more because I don't have a choice. I want more things in life at this point. So there's nothing absolutely wrong with working three jobs.
No, it's nothing wrong with it at all. And when you spoke about traveling, the third job is working for the airlines. And when I found out the discounts you get, oh my God.
Oh yeah. You know what? I gotta say, when you travel, the two main things that you definitely need hookups in is airline and hotels. If you got both, man, see, I only got hooked up on hotels, but not airlines. So
I looked at the discount working for the airline. It's like a round trip ticket to New York first class would cost me like $75.
from the Charleston high-ass airport.
Yeah.
Man. Wow. I don't know why, but Charleston is the most expensive place to travel from. I don't know why it's so expensive.
That's why a lot of people would drive to Atlanta and fly out from Atlanta.
Yeah, or Myrtle Beach.
Or Myrtle Beach. But I hate Atlanta Airport.
Well, I mean, you'll get used to it, and you got to know like which concourse to go to. But it's really easy. It's not that bad.
It ain't that it's hard. It's not. It's just. It reminds me of why I left New York. It's just
Well, that airport, I hate that raggy ass airport up in New York. I think it was it. It's not JFK. It was the other one,
LaGuardia.
That shit is raggy, and then they got all that construction over there.
LaGuardia, that's the LaGuardia airport. So I'm making plans to do the Essence Festival because.
Oh, you're going?
Come on, man.
I booked my room last week.
Two round trip tickets there for me is like $100.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and first class.
Oh, shit. You definitely got to hook up. Definitely got to hook up.
Yes, I don't mind the third job. So what's going on, current events? Talk to me.
Man, this coronavirus is kind of scaring people.
Get you a can of Lysol.
No, man. Have you heard the reports?
Have you read the back of a Lysol can?
I have. And it said that it's been going around in humans for a while now, for years.
A can of Lysol will kill the coronavirus.
I mean, it will kill the germs. It's not going to kill the virus. But it is best to have that. I mean, I've been reading up on it, and just to let everyone know, as of Tuesday, because I get like alerts from Apple is really good with their news. So I don't really trust nobody else but Apple, but then you got other reports. But as of Tuesday, they were saying that 27 confirmed cases, that was just confirmed cases, but 9 deaths so far. And those deaths are out of Washington State. So Washington State has the most in the U.S. Now there's 2 that I recently read about in Georgia, and it was a father and son that came back from Milan, Italy.
Mm.
And they went to the doctor, and they confirmed, and now they're being quarantined in their home.
Mm.
But that's in Fulton County. But, you know, they're telling us that it's not a threat to the general public. It's really low in Georgia. But they did tell us to take some precautions in order to prevent it. They're telling us to eat fruits and vegetables, buy soap and hand sanitizer, and they're also telling everyone stop buying these masks because the masks, it ain't doing nothing. Like what's the point of buying a mask now? The N94, but that's who's gonna go out and buy that mess?
My thing is this: be careful of the St. Louis shuffle, meaning. Everybody's paying attention to this coronavirus, but pay attention to what's going on because that has your attention. So what's going on with our government while everybody's trying to pay attention to this coronavirus? Then what's our government up to?
That's true too. And you know, I did not vote. Oh my gosh, I forgot today was Super Tuesday and I was out of town Saturday.
I should hang up on your ass.
I didn't vote. I totally forgot today was Super Tuesday.
Maybe I need to show you one of them old films where our ancestors were beaten, hung, ran over, all of that good stuff, trying to get the right to vote.
I know, and I'm usually a voter, but I actually slept the day away.
That's why when I hear people talk about Donald Trump, when I hear black people talk about Donald Trump, I'm like, yo, did you vote? And they like, no. Please shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I mean, because I couldn't do it Saturday. I was on the road, but I was like, I'm going to vote Tuesday because it's Tuesday.
This is why that man is going to win again. Not just you, but the rest of the black people in America. Everybody has some reason why they don't. See, when black people turn out in the polls, shit happens like Obama became president.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we outnumber everybody else.
Now, out of the two now, because that's what this voting is all about, who would you rather see in the election with Trump, though? Would you rather see Bernie? Or would you rather see, what's the other dude's name?
Joe.
Yeah, Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden.
I mean, which one would you rather see? Now, only one of these two is trying to legalize marijuana, and not...
That's Bernie.
Right. So I think I would have went for him because I really do want to see that legalized because that will help a lot of people out here.
Here it goes. And I remember somebody saying this, and they didn't have a grasp on politics. They said after Trump's first year, their business was doing the best it's ever been in the last 5 or 6 years. And I said to them, after the first year of Trump, your business is doing good? He was like, yeah. He was like, you need to thank Obama. Because if you know anything about politics, anything that Trump has done since he's been in office hasn't been implemented yet. Everything that you're experiencing is from the past administration.
Right.
No.
And then how could have it been done that quick? Like,
exactly. So my point for saying this is, if Bernie wins, let's hypothetically, Bernie wins, becomes president, and he wants to do something like that, you're literally gonna have to win again and do 8 years to actually get that. Because
you think the marijuana
to
get it legalized, you think he has to run a second term to get that situated?
I truly believe so.
But it's already in place in most places, so.
Yeah, but all right, think about the Bible states. They ain't hearing that shit.
Okay, well, look at a neighboring state may agree, because I don't know about Georgia, though.
Yeah.
I know Georgia's a Bible state, but.
Georgia, South Carolina. Like.
I need to move to goddamn out west.
Look how Colorado.
Right.
It's that money is something serious out there. Like,
I'm telling you, like, we are just in the wrong place.
And here it goes. That place is making so much money.
Right.
So much. You know. Then I heard somebody was telling me in Colorado that the places that are selling marijuana, the dispensaries, their biggest problem is the money, because some banks ain't fucking with them because of the money.
But it's legalized, so how can you not accept it?
Listen, that's a nice question, but at the end of the day,
I was looking in stocks into that, and I mean, even before, like years back, I was looking in the stocks. I don't know what the numbers are today. But just owning one of those dispensaries is just, it's something serious.
Yeah.
I need to look back into those stocks and see what's going on.
The criteria of what it's going to take to open one whenever it does happen here. You know what I'm saying?
I need to look back into them stocks. But you know something, on another note, lately I have been getting, because I have like some of my money going to one of my stocks. I think it's called Acorns. There's a couple of them out there. And I promise you, they send me an email every day. Oh, we found money. We found money. So this coronavirus thing is really, it really got the stock market up, down, up, down. And it's like, you just got to find that niche. Like,
yeah, look at your 401k and pay attention to it.
I'm like, whoa, like, but y'all go ahead and work for me. I'll just sit back and just kind of find the trend and just, but I really got to get you know what? I'm gonna
You're gonna what?
I was too lazy this week to send over the information for our next guest, but I really need her on here to explain all of this stuff, the finances and stocks and all of this stuff. So I'm going to have her on our next show, y'all. I promise. We're going to talk about finances, stocks.
Who's going to be our next guest for dysfunctional relationships, and why are people staying in these toxic?
I do want to talk about that real quick. But before we do so, do we have any Facebook shenanigans? Because I got a couple. You know, that's our...
Share yours with me first.
Okay. I got two. Now, one of them I was thinking about, I was like, he might be right. The other one, I'm like, girl, please. So, this first one, it's been floating around. 21 Savage. The rapper, the artist, or whatever y'all want to call him.
Yeah, what about it?
Okay. Now, he made a statement that says women don't want to build, they just want to move in. He also said or mentioned that, let me kind of put it in the way what he said. Now, he said what I just said verbatim, but he also said this, like, a rich man could make a broke woman blessed or, you know.
No, I know what you're going to say. A rich man can change, but a rich woman will not look twice at a broke man.
Right. Now, repeat what you first said, because I didn't hear you. You said a rich man what?
A rich man can change a broke woman's life.
Right.
But a rich woman won't look twice at a broke man.
I gotta agree with him.
You what?
I gotta agree with that.
Yeah.
But it's so much backlash that he was getting. I'm like, that's true though.
But it's so true. You know, a lot of people just are afraid of the truth. And when you speak the truth, you're gonna have to deal with what comes with it, because you gotta have to stand in your truth. And the truth that
you're right.
A rich man can see the potential in a broke woman. And that's the crazy thing. You can have all the money in the world, nice gear, whatever. You see a woman and she don't have it all, but through what you see some beauty, you see potential, you see something that you can fuck with. But a rich woman, and let it be a group of them. Oh man.
I have to agree with him. But now, when he says women don't want to build, they just want to move in, what do you think about that part?
I think that it's like, here it goes. I can't understand rich people, and I can't understand rich people problems because I'm broke.
You understand? I wouldn't say you're broke.
No. When I'm talking about, I'm not saying I'm broke.
Okay, you're just saying that you're on that end.
Oh yeah, I'm on the end of, I'm not getting it twisted, I'm on the end of not closer to being
okay rich. I see what you're saying.
Okay, so in his world
he's rich, so, and
women are not really trying to get to know him, they just see the what he has, and they looking at him as a come up.
And then he also said that now I heard him say this. He said that a broke man can't tell him nothing because he's rich. So it's like, he's not going to listen to you if you're broke.
Well, when he made that statement right there, that's when you become stupid.
Yeah, because it had some inconsistencies. Yeah. I think he just kind of went overboard with it. Just stick with what you just originally said.
I forget who's the artist who said this. I don't know if it's Bob. I don't know. But I know they said, the smartest man knows he knows nothing.
Shoot, that sounds like an Einstein quote.
The smartest man knows that he knows nothing. You always have to learn.
That's true.
You can't listen if you're always talking.
Right. I believe that. That's true.
That's one of my favorite.
That's definitely true.
Especially when I'm in a debate with somebody, you can't listen if you're talking. It's damn near impossible. You have to just be quiet. And that's the way you're going to learn.
Now, yeah, that's definitely true. I've read about that. That's definitely true. You do have to be quiet and listen.
Yeah, because you'll learn so much if you just be quiet. Just be quiet and listen. You'll learn a lot. So for him to say a broke man can't tell him nothing, yeah, I don't agree with him at all, because I'm being completely honest with you. I've gotten some deep ass wisdom from some men who didn't have a pot to piss in nor a window to throw it out of.
Right.
A couple of homeless cats done put me on. Serious game.
My thing is, you can learn from anyone, regardless if it's good or bad, because even if it's bad, it's like, okay, they've been through this bad experience. I don't want to go through that.
I remember a crackhead said something to me one time, and it stuck with me till this day. And when he said it to me, it just, it pierced my soul. We was talking trash with one another, and I'm playing with him. We're on the block. This is like the late 90s. Yeah, late 90s. That's when I gave up the block, in the 90s. You know what I'm saying? And he said, you think because I smoke crack that I got it bad? And I was like, well, it don't look like you got it good. I said, I'm reaping the rewards from you smoking crack. He said, yeah, but let me tell you something. You're the one that's going to hurt the most. And I was like, what? He said he can go to rehab, get off this shit, change his life, and act like this never happened. But he said, me? He said, when I put this shit away and try to go get a 9-to-5 and things don't go my way some days, I'm going to always get pissed and think about the money that I could make and how I made it.
That's a mind thing. I mean, you got to stay positive.
Listen, I know. Because to anybody who's ever been incarcerated, even if it was in the county, you know, to the prison, everybody knows that there's certain shit I will never do again, because you ain't going to ever take my freedom. But every person who's ever been in the streets, who have ever got money, always be like, damn, I blew a lot of money. Damn, if I only did this, that, and the third, or if I had this person on my team. And look, you hear a lot of cats say this shit. Damn, why I meet you a long time ago?
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, like, most of my friends growing up were dope friends. And, you know, I was the person that had to get cars in my names and apartments in my names and all that shit. And I was also the one that was like, look, hey, you want to do this? You want to do that? And did you think that they ran after the opportunity? No, they didn't.
I knew two cats.
So I don't believe that.
I do. Listen, I know two cats. You could never tell that they was in the streets. That's how humble these two were. I used to think they were fucking weirdos. That's how humble they were. Like, no jewelry, no gold teeth, no rings, no new car, none of that shit. One of them had a C10 Chevy pickup truck, and it was missing the tailgate.
Well, those are the people who wanted to take their dirty money and turn it into clean money themselves. They didn't need the help of others to tell them that this is what you need to do.
They came in the game with a plan.
Right.
They knew they was going to buy dump trucks. They knew they was going to get 18-wheelers. You know what I'm saying? But the average cat don't have a plan.
Right. So I don't believe the ones that say, oh, I wish I had somebody that would have told me.
You don't believe?
No, I don't believe. No, I don't believe.
Listen, I know you don't believe, because sometimes it's hard to understand something from the outside looking in. But for
the people that specifically said, I wish I had somebody that told me to do this with my money. They could have. They had options.
No. Listen, See, it's easy. It's so easy. It's so easy for you to be on the outside looking in saying, yeah, yeah, they had
this. No, I was on the inside.
No, no, no. See, let me tell you something. I know you was on the inside, but you was never on the inside. You was on the inside, but not the inside. And let me tell you, from being on the inside, every month
that's the ever inside, done it, inside.
Everybody that's ever done it, they all say that shit.
But I don't believe that.
You don't have to. That's like.
So are you saying, like, if somebody would have came to you and was like, look, let's take your $50,000 and flip it into some rental property, you would have just ran and did it?
Hey, Sheila, listen.
Or, hey, let's take $100,000 and move to, you know, Atlanta or something like that.
Listen, if somebody was said to me, hey, Kev, let's put this 100 or 200 bands up and we're going to go get our CDL license. Then once we get our CDL license, we're going to get this truck here and this truck here. And we're going to do this East West Coast thing for a while. And then we're going to come back and we're going to do this, that, and the third. And all I had to do was just do my investigating. And once I realized that, yo, this shit's for real. Or
I'm only saying that I don't believe that is because when people get that money, they're, you know, the first place they're going is to the club to blow it. So it's like nobody ever saved money to do anything back then.
We're not talking about making club money. We're not talking about making
a club. No, I'm saying when they get that type of money, that should be going in their account.
We're not talking about that type of money. We're talking about a whole different... We're talking about cats who don't hit the corner. We're talking about cats who doing more than this, that, and the third numbers. We're talking about real money. We'll talk about this another one. Let's get to the shenanigans on Facebook.
Yeah, what's your shenanigans?
I was waiting on you.
I just told you one. Like, what's your one? You don't have any? Okay, let's... You don't have any? All right, well, let me just say my other one, then we can just move on, since you don't have any. I've been seeing, like, a lot of men and women saying things like, I don't like people that wear fake hair, fake nails and lashes, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, one of my Facebook male friends made a post. He was like, you know, I don't like, you know, women that wear fake hair, fake nails and eyelashes. So I think I like made a laughing emoji on his post and then I DM'd him and I was like, well, I guess you don't like me. And then, you know, he was like, oh no, I like you. And I'm like, well, I'm this person. I wear wigs, I wear, you know, fake nails, and I wear eyelashes. They don't look like Batman lashes, but they're eyelashes. So you're saying you don't like me. And then he just went into spill, no, I like you, blah blah blah. So why even say it? Like, I don't get it. And
stand on your shit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Own up to what you said. Here it goes. And I'm going to own up to mine. The longer them shit are, and I mean your eyelashes, the longer your eyelashes are, the sillier your ass looks. How about that one?
I would just say the fuller and Batman looking-ish.
The mink, and I found out that's what they call the mink eyelashes. Hey, if you got to lift your head up to look at them off, you need to sit your ass down somewhere.
No, that's not necessarily mink. That's the ones that you see that look like Batman's are usually individuals because you could put as many lashes on there as you want. Now, the mink are the ones. The mink are the ones that look more natural.
Okay, well, these don't. These should look like they have a black caterpillar on their eyes.
Those are the individual, because individuals, you put as many as you want.
Here's my shenanigan. I got one. I do got one.
Okay.
I wish they get rid of these damn filters.
What's wrong with the filters?
Look, man.
Are you talking about when they cover up blemishes or?
Just listen. Stop talking. Men take pictures. They take pictures. That's it. That's who you. What you see is what you get when we take a picture. That's it. There's nothing. You know what I'm saying? They might lighten it. They might darken it in black and white. But that's what you get.
Right.
These fucking filters y'all using. And then it hurt me because I seen a filter. A young lady at my job, they have a filter where it damn near curves in the body.
Oh, no. You can't do that now.
Listen. Listen. They got.
You can't do that.
You take a picture, you a size 13. After that filter, you looking like an 8.
Come on, you gotta meet people real life now. I do the black and whites and the shades, but I don't gotta do no blemishes and none of that mess.
But this is what's going on. The blemishes, look, man.
Mm-mm. That's crazy.
And this is the thing that made me scratch my head. God made you the way you are. So he gave you your hair, but you cut that off and then you put some in. He gave you the hands that you got, but you put fake nails on. He gave you the eyes that you have and you go and you do this. I'm saying if God can't please you, what the hell the rest of the men thinking? Like, God damn.
Well, we don't. You know, make posts about men and their dick size. So why do they need to make memes and posts about women and their, you know, their wigs and their lashes and
wigs and lashes ain't got nothing to do with the dick. If a man was saying that women pussy stink, then yeah, y'all go say something about the dicks. But the dicks ain't got nothing to do with the lashes.
Okay, well,
I'm gonna need you to do better on that one right there because you damn near scared me like cray cray.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if a man is going to post something about a woman, you know, a woman can take it there and post some shit about a man. So,
okay. So listen.
I mean, oh my
God. So look, because they say something about the hair, the eyes, and this, that, the third, y'all just say,
yeah, we're going to talk about the dick because we take the jugular. We're women. Women do what we want and men do what they can. I told them they laughed. Women take it to the extreme jugular. So don't play with us. Leave us. If we want to wear, you know, false anything, just let it be. And women post it too. And for you women that post that, do you women think you're better than the women that actually wear that on the public? Because at the end of the day, we come home and we take that shit off. So,
man,
it's like,
are
you
okay?
Take it off.
It sounds like it touched the nerve. Like,
no. I'm just tired of people talking about it like you don't pay for it. Like, are you jealous that these
no,
people
what it is,
put
is this,
on
it,
a wig
and I'm speaking
nails
for, I'm speaking
and
for the, for
lipstick?
A lot of people, a lot of people say it. Like when we see
and colored
like some,
nails look
some
better.
Some ladies take it to the extreme. Like, look, either you got fake friends because somebody should have told you that you look like a clown. Like, come the fuck on. So I understand that women wear this, that, and the third. Yeah, that's cool because being in the hair care business, you need to give your hair a break from that heat. I understand that. But look, some women wear some of the raggediest fucking weave. Like, if you're going to wear the wig and the weave, you can't keep that weave in your hair for more than 3 months. That you pushing the damn timeline with that shit. Go and take that shit out, wash it, hang it up in the closet, and bring it back out this summer. But damn, come on, mama. You know, if you're going to wear weave, wear that weave and wear the fuck out of it. Wear some good shit. Don't go getting that $5 pack from Sung Lu or Woo Sung. Or I'm just saying, like, look, for real, look, there's some weave that you're like, damn, I didn't even know it was weave. That shit looked good. But then there's that shit that looked plastic and fizzy. Like, why are you
saying that? Maybe they're talking about them. Because I don't fall in that category. But still, I take offense. You know, we're still under the umbrella.
You're sensitive. You're sensitive. You need to get tighten the fuck up. You know?
Well, I still fall under the umbrella, but I don't look like that or wear that.
So I just feel gotta about defend the ladies all that of us. Wear the weave that looks like fake raggedy ass weave. Not that silky smooth looking shit. Like, and hats off to a lot of you ladies that's on my Snapchat making these lace front wigs. These shits is looking really, really
right.
Good.
Take so my I'm hat like, off. How you gonna say this about, you know, people?
Listen one more time. You need to really pay attention. I hope you listen to this podcast again because you don't like to listen. They're talking about the raggedy ass looking.
They dudes. Better be.
The ladies who don't got real friends who just allow your ass to come out here with that Walmart looking shit in your head, looking just like somebody should push your ass down like they was in kindergarten with you.
Okay, well, they better be.
And if they talk about you, you take that. That's what the fuck, nigga.
I just take offense, period, because I'm under that category.
Take offense.
So,
take offense.
I'm natural all day, though.
Wear your wig and pat your head. Do your thing. Who gives a fuck?
Anyway, we're going to get into this toxic relationship, y'all. We're going to take a break real quick, and we'll be right back. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening to our podcast, Let's Talk About It with Sheila and Kevin. We're on other social platforms like Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Anchor App. We're on Radio One. We're on several other platforms. So make sure you subscribe. And also, we have a contest going on. Every week, we're going to give away $100 to a lucky listener and winner. It's easy to participate. All you have to do is just email us on our email. It is Let's Talk About It Podcast at hotmail.com. Just email us and let us know your favorite episode. It could be either season one or season two. And also tell us why you want the $100. And we're going to select a winner every week. At the end of this pod, at the end of this episode, I'm going to announce that lucky winner. Also, if you know anyone or yourself need advertisement, just you could get in touch with me at that same email. But I'll repeat it again. The email address to get in touch with me for advertising, it is Let's Talk About It Podcast at hotmail.com. We also offer credit repair, a do-it-yourself kit for $26. Also, if you know anyone that needs credit repair, if they want to do it themselves, have them email me. Also, I offer a service for resumes. So if you need a resume, if you know someone need a resume, hit me up on that email. And again, continue to listen, subscribe to us. And we have a Facebook group on Facebook. It is called Let's Talk About It Podcast. So yeah, I guess that's it. So let's go ahead and listen to our hot topic of today. We are talking about toxic relationships. Wow. I didn't realize it was just so broad. Like, I did my research on it, and it's so many different signs. It's so many signs. We got to do a part two of this. So this is part one. Go ahead and enjoy it. And if you, you know, have anything to say about it, or if you want to talk about it, or just anything, you can hit us up in the Facebook group or email or voice record. So stay tuned. Let's go ahead and get into this toxic relationships part one. All right, let's do it, y'all. Happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. And we are back, y'all. We're back. We are going to jump right into toxic relationships. Like, why do we tend to stay in toxic relationships?
Why do we?
I think because a lot of people don't really know what toxic relationships mean. I mean,
I disagree.
It's a lot of signs that says that, hey, this relationship is toxic.
I completely disagree. I feel that people know when they're in a toxic relationship, and some people are just
want to stay.
don't have it in them to start all over. That's why you always hear that saying, it's okay to start over. It's okay. I think a lot of people are afraid to be by themselves.
I mean, yeah, that could be, you know, a reason why people stay in it. But we're going to talk about toxic relationships and give these people the signs of it.
You can tell them the signs, but that ain't going to do no good.
Well, like, maybe I'm thinking some people don't really know the signs. It got to be some people out there that don't know that they're basically in a toxic relationship.
Let me ask you one question. Do you believe this statement?
Okay.
Some people look for other people who have low self-esteem. That's easy.
That they can look. I believe that. I've actually heard a man say that.
So
I actually heard a man said that he can't get anyone that's like, you know, a 10. So he has to settle for like a 5 or 4.
I've heard that shit too. I've heard that.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard that.
And
I'm not going to say women, who. It's burning me to say who, but I can't. And you're listening. We're talking about you.
Leave it alone. And listen, I've heard women say this one, and this is their exact way of saying that. They just twist it. Why am I always attracting this type of? That's what that means. You literally are going after a certain type.
Now, do you think we attract who we are?
Oh shit!
Because if I attract who I am, I'm like, I got split. I can't say I'm a split personality person.
I have
alter egos.
No, you got split personalities.
So what am I attracting? My alter egos?
No, you attracting all 7 of them damn people inside of you.
You think so? I'm attracting all my alter egos is what you're saying.
Inside that body and that little cray-cray head of yours, there's Sheila, there's Sasha, there's Shay Shay.
Oh, gosh.
What's wrong? Sometimes when the mirror is put in front of you, you don't want
to... I'm just trying to figure out which one should I pick. Which one should I go for?
Listen, man. Ooh, that's a... Well, we're going to have to make a whole episode about that one right there.
Let's get into some of these signs of toxic relationships. Like, I think, like, one of the signs is definitely abuse. It can be mental or physical.
Okay.
Mental or physical abuse. Physical, of course, you know. And it could be a woman fighting you, always wanting to fight, hitting you. That's abuse. That's toxic. Like, I don't think you need to be in a relationship like that. And definitely mental abuse.
That mental is such a wide, man.
It is. It can be wide.
Yeah, because that mental with the verbal put downs or using money to control a relationship. And that goes for both. Sometimes the breadwinner, could be a female or a male, uses that shit to their advantage.
Yeah. And then it could also be like you never give that person compliments. You're always putting them down, calling them fat, ugly, unattractive. Nobody wants you but me. Well, not me, but nobody. Yeah. Nobody wants you but me. Ain't nobody going to talk to you, blah, blah, blah. Just constantly putting them down. Mental.
But like I said, when you speak about these toxic relationships, everybody has a friend that's in a fucked up toxic relationship. And you could tell them over and over and over and over again. And they always about to leave that motherfucker. Or they even go for a weekend and then what happens?
They go right back.
They go right back.
Yeah, they go right back to that person.
And I tell people, I said, look, just because you see a woman that's beautiful, or ladies, you see a man that's handsome, these people can be suffering from low self-esteem, and they put up and deal with who they deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like, you wonder why a dude is staying with this broad and she a hoe. Like, she a hoe. And this dude can get anybody he want, but, and vice versa, this woman is staying with this dude who's constantly kicking her ass on the regular, and she's dropped dead gorgeous, but she don't know no better.
Yeah, that's abuse. That falls under that category. I mean, some other traits I would say is if your significant other is always finding something wrong with you, that's a sign of a toxic, being in a toxic relationship.
If your significant other is always finding something wrong with you, yeah, that's a toxic relationship. And listen, that's a sign that that person is cheating.
Yeah, cheating is definitely one too. But yeah, they can go under the same umbrella.
That's cheating. They need their ass kicked cheating.
Oh my gosh. Like, I don't like your outfit. You need to do something with your hair. I don't like that. Oh my God. You know what? Did you, you probably don't watch Housewives of Atlanta. Kenya Moore's husband? Oh my gosh. If that relationship is not toxic, y'all tune in to Housewives of Atlanta and check out Kenya and her husband. That's a toxic relationship.
Listen, I need for everybody that's listening, go to the Facebook page and just comment, I do. That means you know somebody that's in a toxic relationship. And I just want to see how many people know somebody that's in it. You don't have to say their name, none of that. All you have to do is just type, I do. I just want to see how many people know somebody that's in a toxic relationship.
Mm. I would say everybody. Everybody knows that one person who's in one or who used to be in one. But we could learn from them. So we don't have to go through that bullshit. I also think jealousy and controlling. What do you think about that?
I think all of that shit is a gumbo for a bad time.
Selfishness, definitely one. If it's always about you, no. If it's always about you and never about your spouse, that's toxic. Is that narcissism? I think that is narcissism.
If you keep going on, you're going to describe some stuff that people don't even know that they're in a toxic relationship.
That's what I'm saying. I got a list of things, and people probably, it's some people that really don't know that they're in one, and they're like, what? Like, yeah, they fall under toxic. And then another one, you keep wanting them and hoping for them to change. That's definitely one. But, you want somebody to just change and be this person that they're never intended to be, and you want them to be this way, and they're not. It's never going to happen. It's never going to come. That's a sign of being in a toxic relationship.
Well, you got to realize a lot of people, especially people our age, when they're in some of these toxic relationships, they say to themselves, man, I'm too old to be starting over, you know? Been with them this long. I've heard women say they'll just wait it out. Motherfucker can't live forever. What?
Mm-mm. I'm not going to do that, because what if you go out before them, jackass?
And I'm just saying, yo, evil lives, you know? Evil lives a long time.
It really does. I truly believe that.
Evil lives a long time. Old evil-ass people outlive your ass.
They really do. I believe that. That is so true.
Miss Edna, who go to church all the time, bless her heart, she passed away at 69. She lived a good life. But old man Mr. Joe, that evil son of a bitch, 98 years old.
Yeah, I believe that.
The devil himself said, I ain't ready for that motherfucker yet.
What about insecurity? When you feel very insecure around your significant other. You should never feel insecure around your significant other. If you do, then something's wrong.
You know, I think a lot of people are in fucked up relationships because they really never really got themselves fixed. Now your broke ass is going into a relationship trying to be whole with somebody and it ain't number pieces to you.
Because I think relationships should be about complimenting each other. You should never have like one person saying, oh, you look nice, and the next person like, well, you look fat or bad. Or it should be, you know, 50-50, like both of you need to compliment each other.
Nowadays, this is for men and women. Compliment your significant other. Ladies, there's a woman at your man's job, and she calls herself his work wife. Men, there's a dude at your woman's job that calls himself her work husband. And he listens, because she talks her ass off, and he listens. And he does little nice things, like he'll go get lunch and all of that. And he compliments the hell out of her. And ladies, that lady at work, she's complimenting him too.
Right. So you do got to, I think a couple needs to bring the best out of each other. So you both need to be complimenting each other.
You need to, but you know.
Oh my God. And definitely when someone or your significant other never takes responsibility, definitely toxic. Bad relationship.
Man, you're describing that.
What? I mean, I'm just going down the list. Like, it's a lot. Crazy. Like I said, like, some of this stuff on this list is like, weed, like, for real? I think. And then, now, toxic is also unhealthy. So they come hand in hand. So toxic is bad, and bad is unhealthy. So, but when someone never takes responsibility of their own actions, that's definitely not healthy. It's unhealthy.
Ooh, man, you actually gonna make me sit down and write some things in the next couple of days.
I mean, it's a lot. Keeping family. We're just going to go down the list real quick because we're going to wrap this up. But
when you say that, now think about it like this. You ever seen, like when you was married or even before you was married and you was in a relationship, and you see an older couple in their late 70s, 80s, you know, they just look so cute together, and you're like, damn, I want that right there. Little do you know, you don't know what the fuck they've been through to make it to that.
You don't, but I definitely don't want to do nothing toxic.
Sometimes you gotta go through some things, and if you come out on the other end and y'all still loving each other, that shit.
But I understand you got to go through things, but if you live in this, if like you're constantly living this day by day,
because
then
the older we get and the way things are, everything is microwave. We want this good shit right now. We don't want to go through nothing to get this good shit. We don't want to learn each other. We don't want to have.
Well, that comes with communication, though, and that's another aspect of it. Like, we have to communicate.
But sometimes
we gotta communicate.
This is true, but listen, man. In order to really, really appreciate the sunshine, you're gonna have to endure the rain.
I understand that, but what if something's bothering you, and then the other person shuts down every single time when you try to, you know, like, it's called stonewalling. Like, if you're trying to
we're
tell...
not talking about stonewalling nobody. We're not talking about shutting them down. We're talking about, what I'm saying to you is this. I'm saying, going through some things, like, there's going to be some times when we're going to be pissed at each other. We're going to cry. There's going to be some times we're going to want to put each other's asses in the trunk. We go through some things,
right.
Shut you down, and you're
but your good should always outweigh your bad. Always. Your bad should never outweigh your good. That's definitely not healthy. Your good should overshadow your bad. And then the stonewalling thing I just mentioned, that's like when, let's just say, for instance, you get in an argument and you try to talk to your significant other and they're always shutting down, leaving the room. Always, like, I can't stand that. Like, that's not going to work. Unhealthy.
Well, when is enough? You know,
people. When the bad outweighs the good.
Look, we had somebody on there that was talking about, we had a guest, and she was talking about that whoever she was dealing with, this, that, and the third, and she didn't want to deal with him no more, and she was right back with him.
Well, it's late, so we're going to get back into this next week, because this right here, man, it's a lot. It's really, really a lot.
It is. It is.
So we're going to dip back into this, y'all. We appreciate y'all listening to our podcast. Let's talk about it. Join our Facebook group. Let's talk about it with Sheila and Kevin podcast on Facebook. Yeah, and we have a email address too. Let's talk about it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
at Gmail.
Email us. You can even message us. It's whatever. But please remember, go onto the Facebook page and just type in "I do" if you know somebody that's in a toxic relationship. I just want to see how many people know somebody that's in it.
Yeah, go in our group, and if you just say "I do," then we know exactly what you're talking about. So, but it's, this is a lot. We're gonna get back into this next week because we got to go, y'all. So, we'll talk to y'all next week. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, Hump Day.
Ah.
Peace out. Hey guys, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. And also, if you haven't subscribed to us by now, please subscribe. We are on several platforms. We are on Anchor app. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. So just please join, subscribe. We have a new episode coming out every Wednesday. So we would appreciate you guys if you would just subscribe and listen to us. You could also get caught up on the previous episodes. Right now we are on season 2. Anyway, I just want to announce the winner for this week. What we are doing is giving away $100 to a lucky winner every week. And the only thing you'll need to do is email us, tell us what your favorite episode is, and tell us why you need this $100. And we're going to select a winner every week and give it to them. So let me open up my emails, because I have been reading some emails, and I'm just going to pick a winner. And I'm also going to email this winner and let her know that she has won. She's given us her Cash App, so even if she doesn't respond, we're still going to send her $100, and we're just going to put winner. So the lucky winner for this week, her name is Nakisha Smalls. So Nakisha, thank you for listening to us. Thank you for letting us know your favorite episode, which is the Love and Relationships with me, Kevin, and Lenora. That was one of our good episodes. I like that episode too. So thank you so much. And the reason that she said that she needed $100 is, shoot, she needed for gas, food, and just whatever throughout the week. So, hey, I can't agree with that. I can't agree with that even more. Like, you got it, girl. I just sent it to your Cash App,
And thank you again. So y'all get in your, just get it in, get in your emails. You just need to shoot us an email. Just let us know that you're listening to us and that you have a favorite episode. Let us know your favorite episode and just why you need $100 for the week. That's it. It's unlimited how many times you can win per week. So tune in, continue to tune in, subscribe. Thank you guys. Have a happy Wednesday, hump day. Thank you.